This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Belton. The World Health Organization Director General says the coronavirus pandemic is not even close to being over and that the outbreak is accelerating globally. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Monday in Geneva that Tuesday marks 6 months since the UN Health Agency was first informed of a cluster of unusual pneumonia cases in China, the first indications of the coronavirus emergence. He noted that WHO has since recorded more than 10 million cases and more than 500,000 deaths globally. Tedros said the hard reality is this is not even close to being over. Dozens of vaccine candidates are currently in early stages of testing, and some may move into the late stage of testing later this year. A rise in coronavirus cases around the world is prompting authorities in some countries, including India and the United States, to reimpose lockdown restrictions. India reported another record one-day increase in confirmed cases on Monday. With nearly 20,000, the country trails only behind the United States, Brazil, and Russia in total confirmed cases since the pandemic began late last year. Part of India's Assam state has reimposed its lockdown through July 12th. While West Bengal state extended its restrictions until the end of July. A survey released Monday says the coronavirus pandemic has left most Europeans wanting more cooperation between EU states, adding many believe the bloc failed during the crisis. The survey also finds most Europeans no longer see the United States as a reliable partner in a major shift from attitudes that date back to World War II. The responses are part of a poll of 11,000 people carried out by the European Council on Foreign Relations in late April and early May. From Washington, this is VOA News. A rocket attack on a crowded marketplace in Afghanistan's volatile southern Helmand province killed at least 23 civilians and injured 15 others on Monday. Residents reportedly accused Afghan security forces of firing the rockets during clashes with the Taliban. The governor's office in Helmand rejected the allegations and instead blamed the Taliban for being behind the bloodshed. A Taliban spokesman denied the insurgent group's involvement. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's office denounced the incident and urged the Taliban to quit violence in favor of peace talks. Monday's bombing took place a day after 8 civilians were killed when a roadside bomb ripped through their vehicle in Washir district of Helmand province. The United States is ending exports to Hong Kong of defense equipment and dual-use technologies that originate in the United States, as it does for China, citing national security purposes. Monday's announcement comes as China moves forward with passing a national security law on Hong Kong. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement the United States is forced to take this action to protect U.S. national security. We can no longer distinguish between the export of controlled items to Hong Kong and to mainland China. Again, that's U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in a statement issued today. It's a move that many critics and ordinary Hong Kong residents fear will empower the Chinese Communist Party, the national security vote that's taking place tomorrow, to tighten its control and threaten the unique status of the most free city on Chinese soil. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet warned on Monday that the consequences of Israel's planned annexations in the West Bank are likely to be disastrous for Israel, the Palestinians, and the region, and will, in her words, grievously harm the prospect of a two-state solution. In a statement, Bachelet said annexation is illegal, and any attempt to annex part of the occupied Palestinian territory is likely to prolong and make worse serious human rights violations that have been part of the conflict between the two sides for decades. Israel's new coalition government, sworn into office in mid-May and led by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, plans to annex about 30% of the West Bank, including Israeli settlements and areas populated mainly by Palestinians. The government's plan does not have the full support of the Israeli public. Officials had signaled the move could come as early as Wednesday, but the timing of the final approval remains unclear. Palestinian officials have rejected Israel's plan and faulted the United States after President Donald Trump's administration gave Israel backing for annexation in a peace plan it released in January. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.